tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Belgian police have isolated and are guarding a suspicious man in a heavy coat with wires hanging out because of fears that he might pose a danger in the center of Brussels. Several hours after police were alerted to the man, he was still being kept under armed police guard near a library adjacent to the Royal Monet Opera. The demining squad was close by in case an intervention was necessary. Belgium has been living under the second highest terror threat level since November. Brussels was hit by twin extremist attacks on March 22nd that killed 32 victims. Tens of thousands of Zimbabweans gathered Wednesday to show their support for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe in the capital of Harare. The massive turnout was organized by Mugabe's ruling party, the ZANU-PF, in response to recent anti-government demonstrations and a nationwide strike protesting Zimbabwe's rapidly declining economy. Wearing ZANU-PF t-shirts, dresses, and hats, some draped in Zimbabwe's flag, Mugabe's followers sang and chanted slogans calling for the president to rule for life. They denounced organizers of anti-government campaigns and warned of unspecified action against dissenting voices. Israel said on Wednesday that it and the Republic of Guinea have renewed diplomatic relations after 49 years. That's a diplomatic score for Israel as it looks to improve political and economic ties in the Muslim world. A number of African countries have either had diplomatic relations with Israel or severed them in the past, often citing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Guinea cut off ties in 1967. This is VOA News.